Sides are lining out their positions in the long-running battle over who should be in charge of cleaning up Fairbanks air. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, a twice-passed citizen initiative, which bans the North Star Borough from regulating wood and coal-burning stoves and boilers, is up for renewal in next month's municipal election.
The Home Heating Protection Act, first passed in 2010 out of concern by supporters about North Star Borough plans to clamp down on wood and coal burning, and the issue hasn't changed much over the years, according to initiative sponsor State Representative Tammy Wilson of North Pole.
The whole initiative came because they made a fine schedule, and so now you're going to fine people because the air inversion has happened, and they are utilizing what they can afford to be able to stay here, and that's just a shame.
Cold air inversions trap smoke from wood and coal burning at ground level, driving wintertime fine particulate pollution that violates federal standards.
Look what we're doing to ourselves. Air quality is poor still. It's a health issue.
Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor Luke Hopkins wants voters to repeal the initiative and give the borough a chance to regulate emissions proven to cause health problems. He's okay with fining chronic polluters who don't respond to outreach like a borough program that pays for replacement of wood stoves and boilers with cleaner burning units. Mayor Hopkins describes fines as a common tool for curbing pollution.
They have these in all, you know, they have it in Juneau also. Not saying that we have to be like Juneau, we can be like ourselves. Local control is where members of the community can come in and address the assembly about what they want. And I think that it's passing over this air quality issue by saying we don't want to have any controls, we want to be able to burn anything we want, anytime. That's not the way to approach this.
Hopkins favors a burn ban program that would focus on people who have backup heat sources.
So that we can lower the emission levels when we have a serious inversion. That's what we need to be doing. When you have a dual home heating system, you do have a choice.
With the voter initiative in effect, air quality regulation is left up to the State Department of Environmental Conservation. The DEC is also considering requiring people with alternate heat sources to not burn wood on bad air days, but it doesn't have authority to fine those who don't comply. Its only option is taking offenders to court. Representative Wilson contends the solution ultimately has nothing to do with enforcement or who's in control.
We all know that gas is going to be the only way that we get out of the situation that we're in.
A state and private funded mega project to process North Slope natural gas, truck it south, and pipe it to Fairbanks North Pole neighborhoods is targeting initial delivery to some areas by 2016. Wilson says that, combined with local voluntary efforts, should be enough to demonstrate progress toward cleaner air.
There's over 200 people trying to upgrade their stoves through the stove change-out program. You can go around and see more people are using dry wood. They're covering it. The education portion is also working. And the state has prosecuted or began that with some of those who were burning incorrectly.
A federally required plan for getting Fairbanks into compliance with fine particulate pollution regulations is being worked on by the DEC, but it's running behind schedule. The DEC wrapped up public comment on proposed smoke measures last spring, but Air Quality Division Program Manager Cindy Heil points to heavy public input, nearly 1,000 comments, slowing the review process.
We've been doing modeling what would be the impacts of various different combinations of ideas, programs, different things that would help reduce the PM2.5.
Heil says each change of the model takes days to weeks to work through. She wouldn't estimate when the plan, due to the Environmental Protection Agency, by the end of the year might be available for public review, but acknowledges the state is pushing the timeline.
I think there's concerns, but we're still trying to be somewhat optimistic about it. I haven't given up the ghost yet, but you know, that time is obviously getting closer and closer.
Fairbanks has to lower its 24-hour average fine particulate pollution level about 10 micrograms per cubic meter by December 2015, or risk being classified as a serious non-attainment area and face tougher regulation. Voters consider the local initiative banning the borough from regulating heating devices in the October 7th municipal election. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.